listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. You can't overstate, I think, the importance of access to the internet. As more of our lives transition to online spaces and more of our lives are made possible by connections, digital connections, I think that means you're being left behind if you don't have access to the internet. Studying information, connection to friends, news and job opportunities, all of these things flow through the online world. So why doesn't everyone have access by now? Close to half of the U.S. population does not use broadband speed due to cost, infrastructure, or lack of knowledge. And locally, 30% of Detroiters do not have access to the internet at home. In response, in July, the Biden-Harris administration launched its Internet for All initiative, which draws an unprecedented $65 billion from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. And last week, they announced a $502 million program for high-speed internet in rural communities. Locally, Detroit officials are trying to close the gap as well. Last month, Detroit donated 500 decommissioned computers to be refurbished and provided to Detroit families, and Human IT, a nonprofit located at Focus Hope, is leading the effort by taking donated computers and devices and refurbishing them. Against the backdrop of that, of course, we still have tremendous challenges making sure that people in this city are connected. That's about growth, economic growth, it's about opportunity, and it is about equality. Josh Edmonds is here to talk with us about all this. He is Detroit's Director of Digital Inclusion, and he's been trying to ensure that all Detroiters have access to the internet. Josh, welcome to Detroit Today.
Good morning, and thank you for that overview. That was very thorough and comprehensive.
It's great to have you here. So what does this look like? Talk about how many residents in Detroit don't have access to the internet in their homes.
Yeah, so you're right, that 30% figure, and you know that is a dynamic figure. What you're going to find throughout the course of the year is that a family might have it during maybe tax season, and then by the time back to school comes around, they might not have it. And I think that that's a part of the issue when we start conceptualizing the problem, that this isn't one that we can just solve one time. You have to keep solving for it over and over and over again. As people move, transient populations, we need to develop a responsive strategy. You know, even in the mentioning of the computer part, where, you know, about 45% of residents here do not have a desktop or laptop computer. And when you think about, you know, the life cycle of computers, even some of the refurbished ones we have, we are still going to have to keep dealing and figuring out ways to be responsive to needs. And let's be honest here, we're talking about conditions of poverty that are influencing the digital divide.
And when we think about the places where this is the most challenging and think about the people who live in those places, you know, it seems like there's kind of a two-pronged issue. One is what you're pointing out, which is poverty itself, which is one of our biggest challenges in the city. But the other is infrastructure and as you just noted, you know, kind of the changing infrastructure that we're enduring here in the city. It's hard, I think, to come up with permanent solutions to this because there's inconsistency in the way that people have to live in Detroit.
You're absolutely right. And that is the thing where, you know, the nuance oftentimes isn't extended to certain neighborhoods as it relates to infrastructure. So, you know, a downtown part of Detroit, a midtown, even a wealthier neighborhood, those infrastructure challenges are not going to be the same as areas where we're seeing, like, for example, we do have an active infrastructure pilot project in Hope Village. That neighborhood does have a profound poverty rate, and their infrastructure there is oftentimes unreliable. we've seen that by way of the residents saying, hey, it keeps going out. It's really slow. And it's like, okay, at what point do we say, even if looking at the count of people who are not subscribing to the internet, what is the quality of infrastructure? And quite frankly, would we pay for it? And what I'm seeing in certain places, no, I wouldn't pay for that either. So I'd be part of the statistics of on the wrong side of the digital divide, just by sheer infrastructure not being competitive, and quite frankly, not worth someone investing into.
Yeah. So let's talk about Digital Inclusion Week, what you hope to accomplish during that week, and how much it may move us ahead in trying to deal with some of these problems.
Yeah, so Digital Inclusion, this is our fourth annual Digital Inclusion Week, so we're excited about that. A lot of communities are doing their first one or their second one across the country. And for us to have four, that shows longevity here. That's really us honoring and recognizing the great work of our partners. I mean, you obviously mentioned Human IT, but we've got a number of other folks who've just been involved in varying capacities who's helped us carry this load. And so, thankfully, our first day is all on leadership and policy. This is at Wayne State University. And if anyone wants to find out more about Digital Inclusion Week, it's on our website, connect313.org. On the top right tab actually has Digital Inclusion Week 2022.
Yeah.
But that being said, the first day, we're actually going to be talking about contents within the infrastructure bill. And we have the state of Michigan president present, and they'll actually be talking a bit more about how they see this funding flowing and what local communities can do, how Detroit can be better positioned to make sure that they're making the strongest case possible to receiving this federal funding that's going to flow from the state. In addition to that, we'll be talking a little bit more about some of our rescue plan investments that we've been able to make, as well as hearing from some of our partners and like the future planning. The following day on Tuesday, it's really going to be about academic research, some current and some that's gotten us here, because what some people don't see, whenever we make an intervention, for example, again, I'll mention Human IT, that was an intervention that was suggested over a decade ago. And that was, there was research proving that. And, you know, some people just see us doing these things. They're not really seeing the longevity. So we want to show folks, like, what we're standing on top of. And then Wednesday, we have a focus on small businesses, making sure that they are aware of digital resources, because there are a number of small businesses who are actually on the wrong side of the digital divide themselves. And then Thursday, we are actually going to be doing digital literacy classes, ensuring that residents, lots of seniors, but residents on the wrong side of the digital divide are aware of digital resources that they can take advantage of. So we'll actually be doing live demos and walking residents through modules and tools that they're going to be able to use on their digital journey. And then Friday, we actually have a whole day focus on youth.
Yeah.
And so moving the needle is really going to be shifting the discourse and allowing people to ask maybe more tougher questions that are more local and germane to Detroit versus the general questions that usually get asked. Without the Detroit context. So we're really happy to be able to have an opportunity to shift folks' discourse, as well as just convening partners, because it's not like we were able to do that over these last few years anyway.
Right. I'm talking with Josh Edmonds. He is the Director of Digital Inclusion for the City of Detroit. We're talking about the digital gap that still exists here in the City of Detroit. Lots of folks who are not connected to the vital digital networks that provide us with so much of the things that we need in our lives at this point. We're talking about Digital Inclusion Week, which will kind of celebrate and acknowledge the efforts to try to bridge that gap here in Detroit. I want to hear from you during the conversation as well. Give us a sense of how you experience maybe the digital gap here in Detroit. What does your neighborhood look like? What is it? What is internet access like where you live? What do you think would make that easier or better? What are the things that we need to be investing in? As always, the number here on the phones is 313-577-1019. That's 313-577-1019, and you can also go to Twitter and hashtag Detroit Today, and we can work you into the conversation. Josh, I want to make sure we make it clear how people can get involved with Digital Inclusion Week. How can Detroiters participate?
Well, aside from the youth day, every event that we have is full, free, open to the public. We're not charging for them. We do want people to show up. and so, again, on our website, connect313.org, folks can actually just kind of peruse and see, you know, what sessions they'd want to attend, what days they would like to be involved. And we're open, and we would more than anything just like for people to kind of spread the word. I don't want it to be a thing where, you know, we have all this infrastructure bill money that's on the table and we don't have residential representation there.
Yeah.
And so there are strategies behind that too. We are actively doing a community organizing strategy, as well as having and activating our various neighbor technology hubs throughout the city of Detroit. And so we do have things on the back end to, you know, continue to spread the word and supporting residents. But this is really meant to be a culmination of a number of efforts throughout the year and kind of course setting for the year to come. So folks' participation in this is really helpful, so that way we can hear directly from them in this fashion versus having to, you know, follow up in perpetuity on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Neo on Twitter says, Internet for All is a great idea, as all citizens should have access, but there are too many on the other side that just don't want to help others or see them do better. The way they stay in the haves is to ensure there is a group of have-nots. Josh, I do want to talk about some of the things that have happened in the city to accelerate Internet access in some parts. I used to live downtown, and I loved that I could get Rocket Fiber. The difference in that service was just phenomenal. How do we encourage, though, the businesses and the business interests that create things like that in certain parts of town to be more involved in trying to make sure there's just access, even basic broadband access in other places?
Well, this is correlative to the Twitter comment as well, in that, you know, Rocket Fiber's model was really meant for downtown and midtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's great that we had, because they got acquired, but we had an alternative for that. Because what you're seeing there is the baseline for choice. And we have not been extended that same luxury or even necessity to neighborhoods.
Right.
Not like there's been an internet provider that said, hey, we are for the Detroit neighborhoods, and this is why. You can see it in our pricing. You can see it in our customer service. Like, we haven't had that. And so what the city is doing right now, earlier this year, and we've been doing several community meetings on this front, we've released what's called an open access model. And open access allows us, the city, to essentially build the infrastructure. We're not going to be an internet provider. We're building the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're allowing private businesses to essentially go directly to the consumer on our fiber. No different than there being a dirt road there before. Now we pave that road and said, okay, if UPS, if FedEx, or whomever wants to drive to service this household, we've built the road for that.
Right.
And so our way of our approach is really one that's going to de-risk that investment that someone would make, and saying, we've already made the investment on the fiber. Now private business, have at it, own your business within these households, and that should make the cost exponentially cheaper to provide the service now,
right,
to residents. And we,
right,
believe that is the best way to facilitate choice, lower costs, and have a more reliable internet experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Josh Edmonds, Director of Digital Inclusion here in the city of Detroit. It was really great to have you here to talk about this issue on our show. Thanks for joining us on Detroit Today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, that is going to do it for us this week. Come back on Monday when we are going to talk to my friend Dahlia Lithwick about her latest book, Lady Justice, Women, the Law, and the Battle to Save America. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again on Monday.